This is HPR episode 2357 entitled Airsoft Minute How To. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 14 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I talk about my current setup for Airsoft and how we should all have hobbies.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello again, this is Rhett McCurdy with another Hacker Public Radio in my car, so apologize for the audio. What I want to talk about today is it's a blazing 92 degrees with a lot percent humidity here in Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm actually headed to an indoor airsoft arena. So if any of you have ever heard of it, that's what I'm going to be talking about today. If you've ever done paintball before or anything like that, it's basically the same thing with your shooting little plastic BBs. It's a form of exercise, so if you're not at all that interested, this probably isn't the best podcast for you. But I want to give you guys some background of where I'm at in the past 4 years with this type of activity. So I was actually started out, I looked online about 4 years ago and some change. My nephew had a birthday party at an airsoft place, and I'd never heard of airsoft before. I think I had seen people with airsoft guns, but I'd never really known anything about it. I didn't know how it worked or anything like that. So it's essentially like a BB gun that shoots plastic BBs, and it's an alternative to paintball. So the first thing I'll say is it's like paintball. It's very good exercise. You're running around. You're doing a lot of squats. So if you've never done paintball or airsoft before, you should go and try at least one time to do one or the other, because it is extremely good for your legs to do squats and things like that. You're running around a lot, and there's a lot of, you know, in some cases, a lot of even adrenaline when you're trying to get to different objectives and things like that. So it started out as just, you know, hanging out with my nephew and doing his birthday party, and I thought, you know, this is really good exercise. It's outdoor in some cases. The arena that I was at was an outdoor arena. Everybody was nice and friendly, but you know, I'm fairly old now. I'm 36, 37, and I'm the old guy, you know, the old guy there now. But bunch of kids there, mostly kids, not a lot of females there. It's not that all that attractive to females, but what I will say is the reason I latched onto it is because it's a really good form of exercise. I found it kind of fun and exciting to shoot and people and get objectives and things like that. And he also enjoyed it too, so I brought him out, and I thought it was something to get him out of the house too. So I quickly realized that, you know, the rental guns were expensive, and, you know, by the time you rent a $50 rental and a $25 helmet and whatever like that, you could pick up a gun on Craigslist, and even if it only worked once or twice, you'd basically get your money back. So I will say, don't go buy a brand new gun, don't do any of that crazy stuff. Go on Craigslist, find some rich guy that bought his kid a bunch of gear, and you test it out, make sure it shoots, charge up the battery and all that stuff, and before you purchase it. So I'll get into kind of the technical aspects of it, as far as cost goes and what type of gear you would need. For my gear, I had one gun. I had initially purchased one gun, and I got lucky. It was an ICS gun with a split gearbox, meaning it's kind of fancy. And I purchased it for $150. I got the gun, US, $150 US. I got the gun, a bunch of bullets, basically a mask, and some clips, additional clips, So we're probably looking at close to, 400 retail, if not 600 or 700 or 800 retail. So you never want to buy this stuff new unless you really are that interested, or really want to start from scratch and everything. So that was my first purchase. I actually had him take off, I think it was initially $100 or $200 or something, and I had him take off $50 because I had to do some fixing with it. So there's two main types of guns currently. There's other types that I won't mention, but the main one is just a regular gearbox, which means you have a motor attached to in most cases, inside of the handle of the gun. And then you have a gear, like a primary gear, and then like another gear, and then a third gear. And then those three gears together will pull back a little piston that's on a spring. And then that, of course, fills up with air, and then that has like a little O-ring over the top of a... And it's for your clip, and you put in the clip and it shoots the plastic BB out. So that's technically how it works. When you do take a gearbox apart, it's kind of an art form to get the gear shims. There's shims that go in between each gearbox. And it's kind of can get complicated. So if you ever take one apart, you need to make sure that you put the shims back in the right order. I haven't had a very good success with that. Again, it's kind of an art form, so it'll probably take you two or three gearboxes to go through to get the shims right and understand what it feels like and sounds like when your gun is firing properly and the gears are all aligned properly. So that's a bit of work. You can actually get out of all that just by buying a new gearbox for $30 and be done with it. So anyways, that's kind of the technical end of it. The other piece of it is the air-based guns, where it's all air-based. So you have a pipe that goes into a paintball gun type of tank, which I think are actually the same exact tanks, if not the same exact regulators. And you have regulators just like you do when you scuba dive, but they're different sizes and different connections and all that stuff. So you have to drive somewhere to get air in some cases if the place you're going to doesn't have air. The reason these are more popular is because they're fancier and more expensive. They're about the same type of upkeep, more or less. I've had two gearbox guns, and my first gun is my workhorse. The second one I dropped, and it shattered into a million pieces. So I figured I bought two used guns. I guess I'll pay full price for a new one. So I went all out and spent a ridiculous amount of money on an HPA gun, or a what they'll call a Polar Star, or an air-powered gun. So I've gotten into that recently, probably in the past couple of months. It's quite a bit more expensive, probably twice as expensive as your gearbox setups. But it fires good and fires fast, and that's technically what it's about. A lot of the arenas will have your normal stuff, like a paintball place. You'll have a ref, and the players. You'll have different objectives. It's an honor system, so you know you're playing with a bunch of kids. So honestly, I don't really care a whole lot. I don't complain a whole lot. I usually do enough just to defend myself. If someone is playing unfairly, I'll try to defend myself, and it's usually their word against mine if it's a big group or something like that. But for me, I haven't had that many problems, except with this particular arena that's closer by to my house, and that's why I'm driving farther to get to a more nice or more friendly type of arena. But the objectives are fun. You'll run out of energy pretty quick. You want to stay hydrated, just like any other activity. The community is great. Most people want to help you or help you fix your gun, and it can get expensive to charge or to have people, retail people, fix your guns. So I would try to advise against maybe the first couple of times you figure your gun out, you pay somebody to take it apart and look at it and watch the videos and stuff like that. But oftentimes these places have teenagers working on your gear, and I honestly, I wouldn't want somebody working on my quite expensive gun that doesn't know anything about, or may or may not know anything about my gun or how it works, or maybe they just don't care, right? So there's not a whole lot of good engineers that work on guns in that regard. So there's a lot of people that play that will help you understand what's wrong and maybe help you fix it. So it can get fairly complicated fairly quickly, and that's why I brought this up, because it's kind of a hacking thing. It's kind of a if you're kind of a tinkerer, you're always putting something on the gun or modifying something or setting up some kind of protective, making some kind of new protective gear. To that end, I wear two of the whatever sweatshirt things, whatever they call them, cool shirts. Mainly, I wear two because one is not enough, not enough layers, because it hurts pretty well, and you can actually get scars on your hands and arms if you get shot on your arms and hands directly. So be mindful of that. You can go and get shot and bleed and have your arm bleed, but if you don't take care of it and put like Neosporin on it with one of those little circular band-aids, you're going to end up getting a
in 7 miles your destination will be on the right.
I don't know why the audio went off there. Anyways, you have to kind of wear the right gear, and wear long sleeves traditionally. I bought some paintball gloves or paintball elbow pads or greaves, basically, that if you do get shot in the arms, it's not going to bleed. That was the biggest thing for me, was getting shot in the arms and not paying attention and having little white marks. I probably have 4 or 5 white marks on each one of my arms, and then I realized that I need some more protection outside of, you know, a couple of layers of clothing for that. So that's how much it can hurt. I've actually gotten shot on my thumb, and my thumb has got kind of a permanent damage on my thumb knuckle, so you want to wear kind of full-size gloves. Mechanics gloves are actually pretty good. You can usually find some other types that are got good ratings on Amazon for whatever type of gear you're looking for. I wouldn't buy it retail. I would buy everything offline. That's about it. It's fun. I've been doing it for 4 years. I've just left an arena because they've got a little bit too much commercialized, and a little their refs kind of a revolving door. Their referees don't really understand how to control the groups and teams and things. So I had left an arena, but outside of that, I have a blast when I go. The place I'm heading towards is an indoor place that's going to be pretty ridiculously hot. So it's really good exercise. You're running around. Some of these places have huge outdoor fields where if you get shot and you go respawn, it's going to take you, 5 minutes to respawn because you have to walk back all the way. So in that regard, that's pretty much all I can say. I haven't had any problems with this new gun that I bought, that I spent a bunch of money on. I've probably been out 4 or 5 times for close to 6 hours each. And I haven't had any issues. You'll want to bring snacks and things like that. Plenty of liquids. And if you can go with friends or sign up with the team, that's always fine. If you can't find an arena, you can actually start one, a kind of a shadow arena where maybe there's a park nearby, or maybe there's an open area near maybe a company or a... Sometimes you can go in the back of office complexes or places that are open or closed during the weekend, right? Big office buildings and office complexes are good places to do kind of that type of activity. And then when they kick you out, you can just go online and form up somewhere else based on whatever else is going on in that area. So you don't actually have to go to an airsoft arena. You can create your own, community on something like Meetup, and meet up that way with your friends if there's nowhere else. You're out in the sticks and there's nowhere else for you guys to meet up. I think that's it. I've talked about, the exercise. That's the main part. Gets you out of the house, gets you exercising. get you thinking about something besides computers, to find a hobby. And that's one thing I'll say is, if anybody listening, if all you do is computers and all you do is technology and screens and internet and TV and whatever, that's not necessarily a hobby. It has to be something that hopefully gets you outside and out of the house and gets you involved with the community. So try to find a hobby, and that hobby for me was fish and some other couple of things, but here lately it's just been the airsoft stuff, because I don't get a whole lot of exercise like most of the people in this field, the security and computers. Anyways, I hope this helps somebody out, and I apologize for the audio, but I just don't get a whole lot of time to sit in silence in this life that I've chosen. Alright, have a great one. And submit a podcast. That too.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.